President Biden sharply criticizes states such as Texas and Mississippi tonight for lifting COVID-19 restrictions against pleas from the CDC and other top public officials. Says everyone still needs to wear their mask and practice social distancing.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
We talk about the dangers of rolling back restrictions, even as many Americans are still waiting to be vaccinated, with Dr. Paul Jarrus, chief medical advisor at the McLean-based nonprofit MITRE Corporation.
As a former public health official, there's something we always kept in mind, and that is that the expression is you're darned if you do and damned if you don't, meaning people will be upset if you maintain things like masking and social distancing. Darn you, why are you doing this? You're inconveniencing us. But if you stop that and there's a resurgence, the infection, and people die, they will damn you. So much better to maintain what we know about the science as we still have a pandemic hitting us with still many unknowns.
Some of these governors are saying if you're 75 years old with comorbidities and you walk into a bar without your mask, that's a dumb move. So they want to take away the rule, but they are still advising, I guess, personal responsibility or being smart about it. Is there a lesson we can take there, or is that just bad policy?
Well, people clearly need to take the precautions that the science is advising us to do. Hopefully they're doing that because they understand it's the right thing. Hopefully they're doing that to protect themselves. But in many cases, more importantly, hopefully they're doing that to protect their neighbors who may be ill, their elderly parents, and others who have cancer, immune problems. So whatever the reason is, whether it's a mandate from a governor or whether it's just the right thing to do for yourself and your neighbors and your loved ones, we hope they continue to still wear masks. We hope they continue to social distance. We hope they get the vaccines. We hope if they're not feeling well, they're tested. And it's very important with the testing that we find out who has COVID and isolate them so they don't spread the infection further. And who are those sick people and put them in quarantine. And of course, we want to support these people while they're there, which is why at the nonprofit MITRE, we developed this tool for public health called Sara Alert. And that tool helps public health communicate on a daily basis with people who are quarantined because they've been exposed to make sure they get the care they need right away. And also make sure we support the people who are sick so they don't go out and infect other people while they're still sick. We need to do it all. We need to prevent with a vaccine, detect it with a testing, keep it from spreading with quarantine and isolation, and we need new treatments for those who are sick.
That is Dr. Paul Jarrus, chief medical advisor at the McLean-based nonprofit MITRE Corporation. He was with us on Skype.